This is the Composer's Datebook for November 19th. I'm John Zeck. Lou Harrison's Concerto for Violin and Percussion received its premier performance on today's date in 1961 at New York's Carnegie Recital Hall. The publisher states with refreshing honesty that it is, quote, not one of Harrison's most frequently performed works, and that, quote, the highly rhythmic violin line is pleasantly contrasted by the exceptionally varied percussion ensemble, end quote. Now, by an exceptionally varied percussion ensemble, they mean, in addition to more conventional percussion instruments, Harrison asks for tin cans, suspended brake drums, flower pots, plumber's pipes, wind chimes, and spring coils. Not surprisingly, it is sometimes difficult to assemble the specific heavy metal called for in the score. For a 1965 performance, Harrison was forced to spend several hours, as he put it, chasing down pipe lengths and flower pots in hardware stores. But there is a method in his madness. Harrison was trying to imitate the sounds of the tuned bronze gongs of the traditional Indonesian gamelan orchestra by using distinctly American-found materials. In performance, the setup seems startling or downright humorous at first sight, but at first sound, it rather works. In fact, one suspects Harrison wants the audience to chuckle at first, but end up charmed. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.